The evidence continues to mount that HLB is not the rapid death sentence for Florida citrus that it was once purported to be. That encouraging sentence comes near the end of an article in the June issue of Citrus Industry Magazine, which subscribers will receive soon. The article is titled, Using Good Horticultural Practices to Maintain Yield of HLB-Affected Groves. It indicates that in a well-managed grove, the combination of excellent psyllid management, nutrition, and non-nutrient elements sustains individual HLB-affected trees and maintains or increases total grove yields. Another article focuses on efforts to control HLB-spreading Asian citrus psyllid populations in Florida through the introduction of natural psyllid enemies. The authors say biological control can reduce the need for insecticides in commercial citrus and provide vector suppression in unmanaged trees. Also in the June Citrus Industry is an article about citrus leprosis, an important new invasive viral disease in South America and Central America. A University of Florida author writes that leprosis is very likely to be introduced into the United States. Authors of another article report on research indicating that salicylic acid partially restored citrus's defense against canker. Last but not least, the June issue contains a profile of the Indian River area's George Hamner, Jr., whose friends in the citrus business describe him as a colorful character with strong opinions and a desire to help the whole industry. I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.